Convening the meeting of February 10th, 2020. So if you want to have a moment to review. So we still don't have our third member here yet. However, we do have a member of the audience. The public is here to make some comments, hopefully. So I guess the one issue that came up that nobody seems to know the answer to is whether a three-year or five-year term is mandatory.
I know the last time we tried doing it at town, well, I didn't try to do it at town meeting. Last time I was against it at town meeting. One of the arguments was if it was a five-member board, the terms were 5 years.
But well, it may be that they crafted it that way
article. I have no idea.
But that doesn't
don't
necessarily
remember.
Mean that that's true.
No. I don't know. So, Patrina, she's in
I
charge.
I should have checked.
Susan's got to hear them.
Yep. Ms. Bernstein, if you'd like to be recognized. No making fun of my edits.
Sue Bernstein, District 3. Just quickly read this. Is the intent to have five members for five-year terms?
Well, that's the question. There is nothing in it. We haven't made a determination on that. I don't believe that's in there.
I think a five-year term is long.
Okay, because I think if you go in the... I didn't change that in the general bylaw. That's still at a three-year term. But I think what I heard just from general discussion was that there's a possibility that if you have five members and need a five-year term. I don't know if that's true. That's what we're trying to figure out.
We're going to say, can I speak, Madam Chair?
Yep, sure.
I told her she should reach out to city solicitor because that's what I was told the last time when we tried doing this at town meeting. I was against it. It didn't even get 50% at town meeting. They needed two-thirds, and they didn't even get a majority at the last town meeting when this was tried. I like a three-member board, but that's me. I told her I'm open to discussion to listen to it, but if we go to five, then it's four associates. I know you need associates because three make up the sign, but nine members I think is too many. But we all have, if solicitor gets back to us, she just put this together and changed the language from selectman to mayor and cleaned up the bylaw.
Right.
But
okay, I can tell you one thing. So I'm on the Newton website. Their term is 3 years, and they have five-member board
okay.
that have three-year terms. So I think what probably happened was during whoever crafted that article to change the ZBA back then, maybe they made it a five-year term. But I have not found anything in general law or in our charter or in our zoning bylaw
that says
anything about a term being required of 5 years. So I think we just leave the term three because I agree. I think that if you have a problem on one of these boards, it's hard to remove somebody if they're not working out, and 5 years might be a very long time. Whereas at least 3 years, it gives you a chance to get up and running, and if you're doing well, you can get reappointed.
And I think it might be harder to get people to volunteer when they're making a five-year commitment.
Right.
I'm not saying they couldn't quit, but you could appoint two, two, and one. And, we've done that before. The other thing is I really question and have had that feeling for a long time why you need so many alternates. No other board has that many alternates. It seemed to me probably two would be enough. So for your sign committee, you would have, if you want to use the two alternates and then one from the regular members.
Yes,
in the old days, the Board of Selectmen, they wanted it to stay at three because they wanted to appoint, four, and they would pick three to be the sign committee, and they chose who the chairperson was going to be. Now, the mayor did a little differently. She appointed the four people. She appointed the three to the sign board that were the new sign people with Rick McKenna. She did not, the people that she got appointments for, because there's two holdovers that, they weren't given additional duties. However, in the bylaw, the way it was, if the chair of the sign, like if Ted Cosgrove didn't show up, the chair of the sign committee, I took over as chair. The chair of the zoning board would facilitate, pick the members on it, and I would have to chair it. They do it a little different now. So And he does put alternates. The only nice thing about the alternates is we saw a year and a half, 2 years ago, it was a lot of new people that didn't have a lot of experience. And you really need to sit on that board for a while or come from another board with planning and zoning expertise to be a full member on that board. Because you really need to understand the intricacies.
Right, there's a lot.
Right, so that makes it work. And, you know, we have a hard time right now. That board's not full. We have two full members and a holdover. And we have three associates and a holdover. There's not even a full board to get those many people appointed. So we got some challenges, and hopefully it works out better. I'm thrilled to be the chairman of the appointments committee, as long as my vice chair, and the roles are reversed there. And we're looking forward to it because there's a lot of great volunteers. The last meeting we had, she and I couldn't praise the folks enough. The Board of Health, the Historic District Commission, the licensing, all these committees that came in, Cultural was the other. Resumes off the charts. We got some great people here. It's just the reach. And Ala's doing a pretty good job, the Citizens Participation Officer. She's trying because she's got a lot on her plate. But we should be able to fill every committee and board in this town, as you know. We got a ton of people, and it's a very diverse community. And the group the other day was very diverse, which was a breath of fresh air.
Right. But it comes back to, if you do it the way you're considering, it means appointing 9 people.
Right.
And I think that's a lot.
I'm with you on that.
And so
I would agree, because I don't understand the need for so many alternates. Because when I was an alternate on the Zoning Board of Appeals, there was only 2 of us.
Yeah, they didn't fill it.
Right, they never filled the seats, and there was really no need to
Lerman
have
Lerman got four. Off, and then who was Kyle Thoba on Grove Street? Some people got off, and they never replaced them.
Right, and
the
it worked.
The planning board only...
We don't have any alternates.
You have one alternate, and they never have done it, right?
No, we don't have. We opted out of the alternate
on
the planning board.
Yeah,
because there was never any need, because you meet so much, people don't want to give up their vote. So what's the point of having someone come, and they can only vote on certain things anyhow?
Right.
So.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Do you want to just for the public? Do you want to let them know what the next step is, like we talked
right.
about?
Right. So. Right, so next steps is we're going to bring this back to the council. I don't know if we should have another meeting on this or not for the public, or probably we should do that.
We could post
first.
It so we get public people
right.
here, so
see
we can
if we can get
listen
some people
to more
in.
Comments
so
from, like, you folks.
I believe our next meeting is scheduled for, is it the 25th or the 24th?
Council meeting is 25th.
No, this meeting.
This meeting for her.
I think it's the 24th.
I know the 24th we have council, and you and I have appointments at 6:30. I'm back from vacation the 23rd.
Since I scheduled the meeting for this board, I don't remember.
Jeanette, did they come up with anything? Because I bring my computer.
24th.
It's
the 24th. The 24th at what time?
6.
6 o'clock.
Got
so,
like 6 again, too. Beautiful.
Right. So hopefully, we'll get some input. This will be online. And yes, Ms. Bernstein? Because you really need some input on this before we bring
you.
It back to anywhere.
And it needs 8 votes on the city council.
Right.
8 votes because
it's a zoning change.
And
okay, on the
stretch.
Last paragraph on the back side, where you have this sentence highlighted in yellow, if you continue to read that sentence, such that some arrange that the terms of one member shall expire each year.
Yeah, so that has to change because
that's
if it's
from 48. Can you
stagger it?
Negate that?
I don't think everybody should come up at the same time, to be honest with you. I think we should, if it goes this route, 5s, 4s, 3, whatever, I think you can't have everybody coming up the same. You have all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom, it could be over.
No, but I mean the fact that it says so that the term of one member shall expire each year.
Right.
If we went to a 3-year term, then 2 members would expire.
That's how it's always been, right?
Years.
Right, and that's how it's always been in this bylaw. I mean, the zoning regulations have always been there under Mass General Law, and we still were able,
you might check with town council.
Yeah, well, that's what we were saying earlier, is that we need to get some advice from the city solicitor as far as that regulation.
I still say town council if I have it. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, you and me both.
I get used to it after a while. But Yeah, so those are good points. And I did make a point, I think, before you came in, that we have to actually change the general bylaw as well, if that is going to be effective under the administration section 1.13. That has to get changed. If this zoning ordinance changes, then the administration section...
Oh, it's off. Your mic's off. You got to push the button like we do.
Oh, I thought that... I thought it didn't matter because they weren't taping us.
No, but Jeanette told us this projects so they can hear in the audience on those speakers.
So...
I've gotten, just so you know, Madam Chairman, I don't have a text back from Tracy Bryant, so maybe we can...
Adjourn. Unless you have any other comments. Any other comments?
Are we going to make that 24th a public hearing, or do you want to post it as a hearing so we get people here for public participation, or at least get it out?
Right. It's not a public hearing.
But it's a public meeting.
It's still a public meeting.
So maybe you can get some folks here soon.
Right.
You know, I know the zoning board, some of them will show up.
Well, this was kind of
put together
handed
quick.
To us pretty quick.
No, you did a great job. And let me tell you, I was thrilled. When you sent it to me today, I knew. I went home, because we don't get print copies anymore. I went home, I printed it on my printer, because I was going to lug my laptop and everything here tonight. It's easy to print 4 sheets.
All right, so...
I'll make a motion to adjourn, Madam Chairman.
Okay, I'll second that. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Let the record show it's 2-0-0 and it's 6:34.